getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, we're ready to roll with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show coming to you here from the beautiful frozen tundra of northern Minnesota. Oh, yes, we've got an hour of great old-time Christmas records for you in this week's show. Holiday music, old-time style is what we've got in mind for you. So hang around for the next hour because it's going to get interesting because you haven't lived till you heard a lot of your Christmas favorites done up old-time style. And we're going to do this week and next week's show, too, because the way Christmas falls right on a Sunday, we're going to lead into the Christmas holiday with old-time Christmas music. And then on Christmas Day and on into New Year's, we'll keep it going with the holiday music because we'll all be in a festive mood for at least a couple of weeks, I think. So that's what we've got in store for you. No repeat songs either. Nothing that you hear in this week's holiday show will be in next week's holiday show. So you want to be sure to listen to them both to get them all. And you still want to hear all the holiday old-time records that we have in the library here. Lots of them. But I grabbed a bunch and some of my favorites. And we're just going to play them and have a good time. So I think we should probably get rolling here and see how many we can work into the show this week. Let's start out with Christmas Tree Polka. Yeah, it's Art Walunas and his orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Let's all dance around the Christmas tree, the Christmas tree, the Christmas tree. Let's all dance around the Christmas tree and sing a merry melody. The bells ring out, the children shout, time of year for Christmas cheer. Take your sweetheart, your Christmas miss, beneath the mistletoe and steal a kiss. Let's all dance around the Christmas tree, the Christmas tree, the Christmas tree. Let's all dance around the Christmas tree and sing a merry melody.
Dancing Around the Christmas Tree, Art Walunas and his orchestra. I actually have several songs that reference Dancing Around the Christmas Tree or several records here. And I don't know if they're going to all turn out to be the same song or not. We will try to avoid that at all costs. But anyway, Art Walunas and his orchestra. I'll tell you right now, you do not want me dancing around your Christmas tree unless you want to see that thing swaying and the tinsel swaying and that thing almost falling over, because I'm dancing anywhere that floor is moving and there's going to be trouble. But anyway, you're here right in the middle of the first of two holiday specials here on the Oompa Hour. All great old-time Christmas music for you this week on the show. And Big Daddy Lukowski is up next. This is a simple one. It's just a nice little Christmas medley. We get a variety of tempos to work with in this one. Big Daddy Lakowski there in his Christmas medley here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show special holiday edition of the show. Christmas music for you this week and next week on the Old Oompa Hour, so stay with us. Man, I told you, we're coming to you from the frozen tundra of Minnesota. Hey, the wind chill this morning when I got up for work was only 36 below zero. That's not bad. I mean, it'll get worse. The actual air temperature was like 10 below, but with winds gusting to 30, it was downright blustery out there. But hey, I survived to come in here and play all these great old-time Christmas records for you anyway, so not a problem. All right, Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones next on the turntable here, and with a song every kid knows, every grown-up knows, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, who, as you may know, started out as an illustration in a Montgomery Ward's Christmas flyer. The character of a Rudolph with a red light-up nose was actually an ad for Montgomery Ward's. I want to say like 1948 or 49. I could be wrong on that. It could have been 39. I think 49 now. And then they wrote the song, and Gene Autry did it, and it was a best-selling Christmas record for years and years and years and years. But he started out as an ad man, Rudolph did, selling stuff for Montgomery Ward's. But we have Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones to do it for us. And everybody knows all the words to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but can you sing them in Polish? I bet you can't. Yeah, there might be a couple of you, but I bet for the most part. But it's cool when you hear a song that you know well, and you know every word, and you know the song intimately, to hear it sung in a different language, because you can kind of sing along with in English, and if you do it enough, you could start learning the Polish version, couldn't you? And that would definitely freak out your neighbors and your kids and your grandkids. Anyway, Eddie Blazonczyk and the Versatones, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer sung in Polish. Notice they still say Rudolph in English, because I don't think it translates.
Rudolf czerwonym nosem miał błyszczący bardzo nos. Gdybyście go widzieli, śmielibyście się na głos. Wszystkie inne jelenie zawsze z niego śmiały się. I nigdy biedny Rudolf nie mógł z nimi bawić się. Wigilijną błysną noc Santa Claus tak rzekł:
Rudolf, nos twój świeci się, do dzieci zawieźć mnie.
Krzyknęli mu jelenie: Rudolf, my kochamy cię. Rudolf z czerwonym nosem bohaterem zrobił się. Rudolf z czerwonym nosem miał błyszczący bardzo nos. Gdybyście go widzieli, śmielibyście się na głos. Wszystkie inne jelenie zawsze z niego śmiały się. I nigdy biedny Rudolf nie mógł z nimi bawić się. Wigilijną błysną noc Santa Claus tak rzekł:
Rudolf, nos twój świeci się, do dzieci zawieźć mnie.
Krzyknęli mu jelenie: Rudolf, my kochamy cię. Rudolf z czerwonym nosem bohaterem zrobił się.
There you have it, Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer sung in Polish here on the Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. All we do here is sit here and spin great old-time records for you every week. And this week and next week, holiday shows, all holiday Christmas songs here on the Oompa Hour. So, hey, get ready for that. Crank it up. Make the neighbors wonder what the heck you're doing over there and what all of these crazy-sounding records. Last week after the show, I was putting records away. No, I wasn't. I was stashing records on the shelf and not avoiding putting them away. And I realized we had not played a Casey Sorsky record for a long time here on the old Oompa Hour. And I thought, gosh, it's a holiday show now, or the first of two holiday shows. What are we going to do now? And I went, oh, look, Casey Sorsky and the orchestra doing the jolly old St. Nick Polka. It's almost like it was planned. And I assure you, it was not. There you have it, Casey Sorsky and his orchestra, the jolly old St. Nick Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, Christmas edition number one, because we have 2 weeks of Christmas old-time music for you. I had to do it anyway, not just because Christmas fell right on a weekend and we could split it up and do two shows, but because I have a list. I love Christmas music, and I have so much of it, and so much old-time Christmas music that I thought, oh, we do two shows, we could play twice as many records. Vern Meisner up next, but before I get to Vern, I want to tell you about A World of Accordions Museum, Superior, Wisconsin, Belknap Street, and invite you to pay a visit. Maybe you're not that enthused when we tell you it's 35 degrees below zero wind chill up this way. It's only about an hour and 15-minute drive from here at Oompa Hour headquarters, but it's a bit nippy. But, you know, it's a beautiful place to visit come spring, summer, and fall. You've got beautiful Lake Superior. You've got the North Shore with the trails and the waterfalls and the camping and all the stuff. And the museum, over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display for you to take a look at, along with a vast collection of music, memorabilia, history, ethnic heritage, concerts, jam sessions. They have the world's only concertina repair, an accordion repair, and what's the other word? Repair and tune-up. Tune-up, no, what is it now? I can't remember the phrase. Repair and Technician School. I don't know, but anyway, they've got it there. You need to check out worldofaccordions.org on the internet. We'll get you there. So check it out when you have a chance. Very cool, all right? Also want to remind you to check out the Oompa Hour. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And you can always get us on the old email, too, oompahour@aol.com, if you'd like to make a request or a dedication or anything like that. In fact, if you are fast about it, you might be able to request a Christmas old-time song for next week's show, if you're quick about it. I'll see if we can't find him in time. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, I love Vern Meisner records, and I just don't seem to have enough of them. But here's a great holiday one. It's called Caroling on Christmas Eve. Vern Meisner, caroling on Christmas Eve here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And, we're doing all Christmas, old-time Christmas records here this week and next week on the show. So dig it, all right? We got a lot to go here on the show. I got Lil Wally up next with the Harmony Boys doing the Jingle Bells Polka. And I don't know if I related this maybe last year on our Christmas show, but I'll tell you again anyway. I figured out the whole deal with Jingle Bells. First of all, the song Jingle Bells is not a Christmas song. Never was, not a Christmas song. It was specifically written as a Thanksgiving song, believe it or not. But you know why there's jingle bells? They're actually sleigh bells. And you know why we have them? Well, I don't know that we have them now. But back in the day, when, of course, you would ride a horse or horse and buggy during the nice weather, and when there was snow, of course, you would go in a sleigh because your horse and buggy wouldn't work so good on the snow, but a sleigh would work fine. But sleighs made no noise as they're going through the snow. So you would not necessarily know if there was another sleigh, say, coming the other direction or around the corner or whatever the case might be. So they would put sleigh bells on the sleighs. So as they went shooshing through the snow silently, they would jingle so you could hear if there was another sleigh approaching. That's why there are sleigh bells. That's why there's a song called Jingle Bells. And the song itself actually has nothing to do with Christmas. It has to do with Thanksgiving. So there's a lot of trivia in one little two-minute song, I'm telling you. But here's Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys and the Jingle Bells Polka.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow,
in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing the sleighing song tonight. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hi, little Wally and Harmony Boys there, Jingle Bells, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time Christmas oldies show this week and next week here, playing great old-time Christmas records for you. You know, I was thinking, I was listening to that record, and I was thinking, I could join Lil Wally's band. I could have been Lil Wally's band. I could have just played the Jingle Bells. Because the Jingle Bell guy didn't only had one note, was the note of the bells ringing. I could probably get that part right. But anyway, now you know when we do the show every week, we always try to include at least one waltz. So we got to have a holiday waltz, a Christmas song waltz, and there's a great song done up waltz style that you may know as a big hit record by Roy Orbison. You may know it as a big hit record by Willie Nelson. This is a version by the Chicago Style, done in a waltz tempo, and here is Pretty Paper.
Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nice. There he sits all alone on the sidewalk, hoping you won't pass him by. Should you stop, better not, much too busy. In a hurry, my, how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing
I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons.
There you go. Chicago style. Pretty Paper done as a waltz. Here on Tim Zupa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. It's been a great old-time music Christmas style for you this week and next week here on the show. So we invite you to stay with us next week, too. More great old-time Christmas music. Hey, don't forget, we do have a telephone hotline number, too, that you can call in requests and dedications and whatnot for the Oompa Hour. It's area code 218-259-2985. And, of course, you get an answering thing because I have no idea when you might be hearing the show because we're carried on many stations on many different days and many different times. But you can leave a message, and if you really try, you might be able to get in a request on next week's show. No promises on that, but we'll see what we can do. 218-259-2985, the hotline number for the Oompa Hour, all right? Ah, that good old Christmas polka. Here's the Happy Times on Tim's Oompa Hour.
To that good old Christmas polka, the one that Grandma used to play. She'd put on the records and decorate the tree and wait for good old Santa to bring the kielbasa. Hey! Whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one that Grandma used to play? To that good old Christmas polka, the one Aunt Mary used to sing. She used to sing those jolly words before she lost her teeth. She found them in the ashes when they burned the wreath. Hey! Whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one Aunt Mary used to sing? That good old Christmas polka, the one that Sasha used to play. He used to pick the melody upon his old guitar, but he left it in the garage one day and smashed it with his car. Hey! Whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one that Sasha used to play? And if you ever find it, oh, won't you let us know? We'll see that it gets played upon the radio. You'll dance around the table, 'cause it fills you up with cheer. So have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
There's a Happy Times there. Whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka anyway, huh? I can tell you exactly what happened to it. It's sitting right here on turntable number 2. I have the Merry Christmas polka. It's the Andrews Sisters along with Guy Lombardo. You remember this one, huh?
The fiddles now. There's wine to warm the middles now. And get your head a whirl. Around and round the room we go, the room we go, the room we go. Around and round the room we go. So get yourself a girl. Now every heart will start to tingle when sleigh bells jingle on Santa's sleigh. Together we will greet Kris Kringle and another Christmas Day. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Let everyone be happy and gay. Oh, it's the time to be jolly and deck the halls with holly. So let's have a jolly holiday.
on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone. Sleigh bells jingle on Santa's sleigh. Together we will greet Kris Kringle and another Christmas Day. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Let every lady step with her boy.
Around a tree to the ceiling with lots of time for stealing. Those kisses beneath the mistletoe.
Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka, with everybody joining in the fun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone!
Andrew's Sisters with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians and the Merry Christmas Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show, the holiday edition number one, because we're doing two Christmas shows this year. So if you're digging it, be back next week. And if you don't, be back next week anyway, because good old-time record is good old-time record no matter what you do about it. All right, important reminders for you. Next week, Christmas show number two, because it'll hit on Christmas Day, actually, and it'll carry you through to the New Year's, keep you in a happy and festive mood. Don't forget, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You can email us. Really, you can. That's what happens when I do this without a drink of water. You can email us at, I'm telling you, this show is done live, at oompahour@AOL.com. And don't forget the Oompa Hour hotline, 218-259-2985, if you'd like to make a request or a dedication. We'll get your message, all right? I always thought this was a cute little record. Here's Craig Ebel. You may know the name. He's kind of a mover and shaker in the world of old-time music, not only making records and playing in shows, but also a radio host with a great old-time radio show as well. So, but anyway, here's one of his records. This is the Christmas Tiger Polka.
I told Santa what I want for Christmas. He gave a little wink to me and said he'll see what he can do. So now I'm waiting in my red pajamas underneath our Christmas tree so patiently to see my wish come true. I'm not that kind of kid who hopes for planes and trains and number games or G.I. Joes and Matchbox cars or rocket ships that go to Mars. But I told Santa what I want for Christmas, a furry, lovable, cuddly, squeezable Christmas tiger. My friends and neighbors, they all think I'm crazy for asking Santa Claus a foolish thing to place beneath my tree. But I'm here waiting in my red pajamas, eating all the milk and cookies that I left him to see what he leaves me. I'm not that kind of kid who wants a face or foot or basketball or tinker toys and Tonka trucks or posters that hang on the wall. But I told Santa what I want for Christmas, a furry, lovable, cuddly, squeezable Christmas tiger. I want a lovable, cuddly, squeezable Christmas tiger. Give me a huggable, kissable, squeezable Christmas tiger.
There you go, Craig Ebelair and the Christmas Tiger Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Christmas records for us all the show and all next show next week. Man, I'm telling you, I shouldn't be even sitting here playing records. I should be working on my shopping list. Oh, man, you know what I have purchased for my wife? Nothing! What does she want for Christmas? You know what happens? You get older. People, what do you want for Christmas? Nothing. I already got everything I could possibly ever want. I got so much stuff I don't. So, you know, it's like I'm just going to go to the store, wander around, and chuck things in a cart and see if I come up with something good. You know, you would think. But I don't. Does anyone else have that problem? You just don't know what to get people for Christmas anymore. And you can say, well, I give you my love. But you get that all year. So it's just not that big a deal. All right. This is weird. It's another one of those weird records from Frank Yankovic. Not Frankie Yankovic, nor does it include the Yanks, but it clearly is Frankie Yankovic. And I don't know if the different record companies had to put a different name on them or what the deal is, but it's the old-fashioned Christmas polka, and this is just plain old Frank Yankovic.
Old-fashioned Christmas polka on this happy holiday.
Frankie Yankovic there, and the good old-fashioned Christmas polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, bringing you great old-time Christmas records this week and next week. And pretty much just thrilled to pieces that you're along with us for another show here on the Oompa Hour. You know, we've been doing this now for 143 shows. Yes, oddly enough, we keep count. That's a lot of old-time records. That's thousands of old-time records we've had here on the show. So, you know, if you know about us and you've been listening, we love you. And if you don't know about us and you're not listening, we still love you, even though you don't know it. So tell your friends and neighbors to tune in wherever you happen to be listening for the Oompa Hour every week right here on this radio station or this podcast or this webcast or this web stream or wherever the heck you might be listening to the show. All right, now one of the big things back in Christmas music, I want to say it was 1959 was the year that a guy named Ross Bagdasarian working for Liberty Records invented a little group called the Chipmunks. Yeah, we could speed up the tape and sing real slow and make chipmunk voices. And he had tremendous success with the entire Chipmunks franchise, not just that record back in 59, but a lot of records since, and movies and TV shows and cartoons, and it's a whole franchise. His son, Ross Bagdasarian Jr., has taken over for his dad, who's passed away. And of course, Ross was actually David Seville was his character name on the records. And so anytime you can acknowledge the Chipmunks, it's always nice to do that. How about the Chipmunks polka, huh? Little Richard and his polka all-stars.
Little night before the snow had made the ground so white. The children were out playing, their red faces oh so bright. Two chipmunks also playing filled the park with Christmas joys, singing all the Christmas songs with all the girls and boys.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Children danced and sang with their two friends they made. Moms and dads of the neighborhood watched children as they played, laughing, singing all the songs of this time of the year, singing all their Christmas songs and bringing Christmas cheer.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells.
Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars there, Chipmunks Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show here. Coming up, we have the I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Polka. Believe it or not, they have that as a wonderful polka version coming up. But first, let's take care of some business, as they say, in the business.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Hey, now there's an idea for a Christmas gift. You know, you could get somebody a membership in the IPA. You wouldn't have to really wait for a big package to be shipped or anything. I bet you could do that at the website, huh? Check it out if you feel so inclined. You get the newsletter in the mail, and it's full of a lot of ads, which is good if you're looking to buy some great old-time CDs. So check it out, all right? Back to the great old-time holiday music. I told you we had this one coming up. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Polka. Here is Pete Shalen's orchestra.
Last night. thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard of snowy white. What a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night, polka version there with Pete Shalin's orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Yes, it's great old-time music like it is every week here on the show, but it's Christmas-style old-time music. We'll do it again next week, too. So if you're digging it, come on back for more. And even if you're not digging it, come on back for more, because I don't care. Ah, John Jeske, and I want to be Polish for Christmas.
His family celebrates Christmas for 12 whole days. Hey! He's really got it made. His family celebrates Christmas for 12 whole days. They don't trash the tinsel December 26th. They keep it up till New Year's Day, so I'll know what I miss. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start the season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. Polkas are always so joyful. They get me up on my feet. I'm always in the Christmas spirit when dancing along with that beat. Lady who's brought up to respect the value of a family tradition and the rest. We'll share the joy of giving and know what Christmas means. I'll be so sentimental, I'll propose on Christmas Eve. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start the season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. Polkas are always so joyful. They get me up on my feet. I'm always in the Christmas spirit when dancing along with that beat. Here it comes. Hey!
Wesołych Świąt, Bożego Narodzenia. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This jolly Polish greeting, may your Christmas be the best. Point me to the mistletoe, put romance on my list.
I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start that season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. I wanna be Polish for Christmas.
By marriage, if I must,
all I will need is a blind date arranged by somebody
I trust.
Hey!
How am I doing? Merry Christmas! Happy New Year! Pass the pierogies, will you? Not bad. Did you make these yourself? Hey, you're a pretty good cook.
I want to be Polish for Christmas there. John Jesse, Carl Henry, and the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Going to see if we can't fit in a couple more songs here. Slow it down a little bit for this one, because White Christmas is a great song. And Marv Herzog and his family, which basically the band did a great Christmas record many years ago. Christmas Greetings from Frankenmuth is the name of the album. And it's not really a rip snorter, but it's a really wonderful Christmas album. And I just thought we'd get their version of White Christmas in here this week.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every God I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be
go. Marv Herzog there, and Dreaming of a White Christmas here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and gosh, I was hoping I'd have time to sneak another song in here, but it just doesn't look like that is going to work out. We'll go over time, and some station is not going to get to the news on time, and there'll be all kinds of heck to pay. So, gosh, that's going to have to do it for this week, but I'll tell you what, we're going to be back to do it again next week, of course, with the second of two this year. Two holiday old-time shows, so stick around next week. And another batch of great Christmas polka and old-time records coming at you for the holiday season.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station, with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay jolly, everybody, because, you know, it's Christmas jolly. You know, why not, huh?